This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? Administration trade officials lay out the numbers as they build their case against China's trade surplus with us, and the numbers are interesting. I'll talk about it after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
To be sure, farmers don't like being at the point of the spear. As Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue has phrased it, they do not like bearing the brunt of the Chinese trade retaliation in that trade imbalance dispute that the Trump administration has with China. But when he spoke with farm broadcasters the other evening, the chief ag trade negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative, Greg Dowd, made a convincing argument that the Chinese have, in fact, been guilty of major transgressions. Ambassador Dowd, raised on a farm that is still in the family at Mankato, Kansas. Now that's in Jewell County, Kansas, not far south of the Nebraska state line, spoke with some of us farm broadcasters who were in Washington last week. By the way, Greg Dowd has been on the job only 2 months now, but he's knee-deep in trying to resolve the dispute with the Chinese, who he says are clearly major violators. One example he gave of how the Chinese routinely break the rules is their failure to report their domestic farm subsidies, as they agreed to do under the rules of the World Trade Organization when China entered the WTO. Ambassador Dowd says the Chinese haven't reported those subsidies in 8 years. As he told the farm broadcasters, how can you negotiate with a country that has its subsidies under cloak, as he put it? And Dowd says there is one country that has the lion's share of the world's excess stocks of grain. He says China has 47% of the world's residual supplies of wheat, 23% of the residual supplies of soybeans, more than 40% of the world's residual supplies of corn, and 65% of the rice. Dowd claims those are surpluses that hang over the market, depressing grain prices. And he says it hurts farmers around the world. I'll be back after this.